Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Okay, not the result we were looking for. I am proud of the players, the way they battled. Had some guys go down. Guys gave it all they had, and we came up short. Things you can't do against a good football team and a good defense overall. Let's just start field position-wise. We beat ourselves from a field position standpoint. Some costly penalties. The turnovers, three turnovers. Just look at it overall and we weren't playing enough complementary football, and we still had a chance to win at the end of the game. But plenty of things we need to work on, so time's yours.
Sean, offensively, obviously the pass rush was great, but they were doing it with four. Is that a little bit of a concern that they were able to get that much pressure with four?
Well, that's how they've built it, and that's what you want to be able to do. We've talked about that a lot, right? I think they had 12 hits on Josh, 8 sacks. Yeah, it's not a healthy formula right there.
This was the least amount of pressure applied to Texans quarterback this season. Why was it so hard to generate anything for you guys on that side of the ball?
Well, they were doing a good job of staying on schedule at times, getting the ball out of his hand. They do a good job with that. We knew that coming in. Mills throws the ball quickly, and we knew we were going to have to get our hands up to affect him. Thought the effort in the second half by the defense was outstanding. Gave us a chance to win, but the drive before half, the big play, the chunk right there, we got to be better. That was an important drive right there. So overall, we go back to work and continue to push forward here.
On the fourth down play when you went with Cook, Josh said that he felt the play was late coming in and maybe he should have called timeout. Is that the way you saw what happened on that play?
Yeah, I'm usually, listening to Joe in terms of, hey, do we need one, do we not? I didn't hear that at that point. I'll talk to Josh and follow up. That's how it went down.
John, I know injuries are part of the game, but at some point are you throwing your arms up? Just like, when is it ever going to end, especially from the defense?
Yeah, can't do that. I respect your question, Sal. Can't do that, right? We gotta stay in this thing, man. We grind and we grind it out, and that's what you do. You compete, you sign up. This is what you do. No matter you have no injuries or you have the injuries that we have, I do appreciate, again, like I've said before, guys stepping in tonight. Shaq went in there. Other guys were going down. Some came back, some didn't. Max, did not come back. But like I said, the effort, the will that the guys have, I don't question that one bit. I don't.
That's what I didn't mean. You throw it up because you get quit. I mean, it's like, is it ever going to end? Is what I meant.
Yeah, good question. Good question. No, but we fight. That's what we do. We fight. We battle, and we push forward.
I know you pride yourself on being the more physical team. Did they beat you to that tonight? Were they the more physical team?
Well, when they hit their quarterback 12 times, you know, that's I don't like that. I don't like that stat at all. And it's not a healthy way to play or a healthy way to keep our quarterback healthy through the remainder of the season. So that's just not a good formula right there.
Sean Khalil had a slow start and then the fumble, obviously, but was able to bounce back and make some big plays. Just how do you evaluate his night overall?
Yeah, he's a heck of a football player. Big part of our team. Made some big plays for us as well. Obviously, he'll want that play back. He's usually sure-handed, and in particular when he's carrying the ball. So I don't know who it was that came in there. It was an underneath cover guy and played with, you know, what we call violence and violent hands and violent arms, and made a good play on the ball right there on the tackle.
Sean, the decision to have Keon inactive, was there anything new context-wise for that? Or
anything new, did you ask?
Anything new?
Nothing new. No, we're just taking it one day at a time right now. Thought he had a better week, and we moved forward one day at a time.
Just to clarify, is this an extension of the discipline that you gave to him on the
first game? It was a short week, so we had basically 2.5 days, and you got a game plan and all those types of things. So, but it wasn't that it wasn't thought about. It was, just like anything else. But just felt like we went with the guys that you know, like we always do, try and do, unless the situation comes up like it did. Go with the guys that give us the best chance every week.
Just one last thing. Offensively, as you're trying to figure things out, and you talked about this going into the game, that is a really good defense. But did it feel like at times that maybe on offense it was a little bit too predictable?
Well, again, when you're not winning first down and you get into second down and long, that's what becomes predictable. And then their D-line pins their ears back and they go. And they're built that way for a reason. So it's and then that's where the hits come. Second down and long, third that turns into third down and long. And again, that's the formula, the unhealthy formula I'm talking about. And Josh takes too many hits, and so we've got to figure that piece out. And I believe in our offensive staff. I believe in our coaching staff overall. I thought the adjustments on the defensive side were really good tonight. Going into the second half, I'm talking about and. Kept us in the game, but again, not enough field position, like I said, penalties on special teams. So we just overall, to have those things come up, that combination of areas, and then still have a chance to win the game, says a lot about the effort that the players gave tonight.
I know he didn't come back. Is Maxwell Harrison in concussion protocol?
As far as I know, he is. I've not heard that directly from the trainer, though. I just know he was held out of the game. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.